The epistle for this Mass of the Feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians, is taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Before all ages, in the beginning, he created me, and through all ages, I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent, I ministered before him, and in Sion, I fixed my abode. Thus, in the chosen city, he has given me rest, and Jerusalem is my domain. I have struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of my God, his heritage, and my abode is in the full assembly of saints. Please stand for the gospel. The gospel is taken from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear first communicants, today you will receive our Lord Jesus Christ into your souls for the first time. And the reason why you will do that is because he loves you so much. And it's really hard for us. The most difficult thing when we receive our first communion is to understand how much our Lord loves us. It's a love that's even beyond, bigger than the love of your mother and your father. It's the love of someone who has made you, someone who knew you long before your mother and father knew you. When you were conceived, your mother and father knew that they were going to have a child, but they didn't know what kind of child was going to come out. But God knew, because God knew you from eternity. God is a creator and almost like a fisherman. God throws us out from himself into this life, and he puts us here on this earth. And he wants to give us the possibility of acting on our own, of growing, of developing. And then what he tries to do is bring us back. He throws us out into this world, and then he wants to bring us back to him, to eternal happiness. And because he desires that so much, after he's thrown us out into this world, he desires so much for us to come back to him, come back to our true home, to heaven. He invents the Blessed Sacrament. He invents this special means for him to come inside of us during this life. You know that our Lord invented or promulgated this Blessed Sacrament on the day before he died. He knew he was going to die on Friday, and it was a Thursday, and he was having his last supper, his last meal with his apostles. And before he was going to leave them, say goodbye to them, he wanted to give them this very, very special gift. He wanted to give them himself in the Blessed Sacrament, and even give them the power to bring him down from heaven into this world, that whenever they say these words, whenever they say Mass, and they say, "This is my body," then our Lord comes down back onto this earth in order to come inside of us. And I think it's important for us to try to think about it from the perspective of our Lord. Our Lord, he's saying, "I love my children so much. I want them to get to heaven. I want them to be happy. How am I going to help them? How am I going to make them holy? How am I going to strengthen them to help them do what is good and avoid what is evil so they don't destroy themselves in this life because it's so dangerous? They have such a great danger falling into sin. I want to help them to get into heaven. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? I know what I will do. I will give myself to them. I will go inside of them. Yes, I will go inside of them. I will do something because I am God and I can do all things. I will do something even I have not given their parents the power to do. I've given their parents the power to give them life, to give them physical life, and the power to love their children. But I haven't given them the power to touch them in their very soul, on their inside. But this I want to do because I am their father. I am the one who gives them ultimate happiness. I want to get inside of them and sanctify them from the inside. I want to go inside and make them holy when they receive me into themselves. But how am I going to do that? How am I going to get inside of them? This seems like a very difficult thing to do. The only way, I think, for me to do this is if I become very, very, very small. There's no way for me to get inside of them if I remain in my normal size. I have to become very small in order to do that. Very tiny. Do I want to become tiny? Do I want to become so small? You know how hard it is for us to be small. It's very hard for adults to be small when they need to be small because we're so full of pride. But our Lord is saying, well, this is a sacrifice I have to make. I have to make myself very small if I'm going to go inside of them. Will I make this sacrifice? Yes. Yes, I will make this sacrifice. I will make myself very small. And, well, what is it that gets inside of people? It is food and drink. That is what gets inside of us, food and drink, in order to nourish us. So our Lord says, I'm going to make myself be present under the appearances of food and drink, under the appearances of bread and wine, so I can get inside of my children and make them holy, sanctify them, do good to them. My dear children, this is what it means to love someone. When you love someone very much, you want to find whatever way possible to do good to them. And our Lord is thinking, I love my children so much, how will I do good to them? I will invent this blessed sacrament. I will put myself under the appearances of bread and wine. I will have them receive me into their own mouths. And I will go down into their heart, where I will speak to them and I will sanctify them. And we have to ask ourselves, well, would I be willing to do that for somebody else? Would I be willing to be present under the appearances of bread and wine and go inside of somebody? Would I love them that much? That would seem to be a very difficult thing to do. That would be a very big thing for us to do. Well, this is the one who you will receive today. Our Lord loves you that much. He loves you so much that he's made himself present under the appearances of bread and wine. He's the one who created you and gave you everything that you have. He's the one who wants so much for you to be happy with him forever in heaven. And he's the one that out of his love for you hides himself under the appearances of bread and wine so that he can come to you. So let us appreciate this love of our Lord. Dear children, try to think about this love of our Lord, how much he loves you, and seek to love him in return when you receive him today. And I cannot fail to mention Our Lady Help of Christians on this day as well. It's been a special year. It's been a very strange year. And because it's been strange, many things have changed. And one of the things that changed was that you did not have your first communion day on the normal day. Instead of that, you had it today on the feast of Our Lady Help of Christians. And this is very special. This is very special. Just yesterday, I realized that one of the dreams of Don Bosco. You know, Don Bosco was the founder of the Order of the Salesians in Italy, where he took care of children. He had a great zeal of taking care of children and leading them to heaven. And Saint John Bosco, he had many dreams. He was a dreamer. And he had so many dreams that his dreams fill up a book. And if they wrote down all the dreams, it would fill up many books. So God liked to communicate to Saint John Bosco in his dreams. And there was one dream that he had. It was perhaps the most special dream of them all, and sort of related very directly to his order. Saint John Bosco said that his order, the Salesians, was founded for two reasons. First reason is to promote devotion to the Blessed Sacrament that you're going to receive today, our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. And the second reason was to promote devotion to Our Lady Help of Christians, the Blessed Sacrament and Our Lady Help of Christians. These two things that come together on this special day for you, my dear children, were in the mind of Saint John Bosco, and I think it was because of a dream that he had, one of the most important dreams that he had, where he saw the Pope on a ship, a big ship, and it was much bigger than the other ships, but the other ships were trying to attack his big ship, and that big ship, of course, was the church. And these little ships were doing everything they could to destroy the big ship of the church. And they were ramming into the ship and trying to poke holes in it, and they were shooting weapons at it. They were even shooting books at the ship. Bad books were being shot at the ship of the Pope. And they were able to score some victories on the ship of the Pope. They were able to wound the Pope, and then they killed the Pope when he was on those waves that were very tumultuous. They even killed the Pope. But as soon as they killed him, they rejoiced. Yay, we killed the Pope. Very soon after, a new Pope came up, and he took the steering wheel of the ship, and he saw off into the distance two pillars. One big pillar and one other pillar a bit smaller than the first pillar. And what did the first pillar have on top of it? It had the host, the Blessed Sacrament, on top of that pillar. And the second pillar was a bit smaller. And what did the second pillar have on it? Our Lady Help of Christians. Our Lady Help of Christians. And these were those two pillars. And the Pope said, I need to get to those two pillars. And he tried to steer the ship very carefully. And out of these two pillars were coming winds. And whenever the Pope's ship would be damaged, the wind would come from those two pillars and it would repair the ship and put it back together so it could keep going. And then there were also coming out of these two pillars hooks, so to attach the ship to the two pillars and make it safe. And finally the Pope made it to those two pillars, one with the Blessed Sacrament and the other with Our Lady Help of Christians. And he attached himself to those two pillars, and he was safe. At that point, he was safe. The other ships, there's nothing they could do, and those ships got destroyed. So, my dear children, this is what I hope will happen to you after today, after you receive your first communion today, that you have two things that help you throughout your whole life to be safe and to make it to heaven. This will be my intention for this Mass. I will say this Mass for you 16 children, that you save your souls, that you be safe throughout this life, and that this day remain with you for your whole life. And on the one hand, you will have the Blessed Sacrament throughout your life as something very strong pillar that you can attach yourself to when life gets very windy and there's lots of waves and troubles, that you cling on to the Blessed Sacrament with one hand. And on the other hand, you cling on to the garment of Our Lady, the mantle of Our Lady, Our Lady Help of Christians, that you hang on to her. And through all the waves of this life, if you hold on to the Blessed Sacrament, you have a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, and you have a great devotion to Our Lady, Help of Christians, then you will save your souls. You will always be safe, and you will be, at the end of your life, in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ in His real size. He won't be under the appearance of bread and wine anymore, but it will be His real body as it actually exists in its real quantity. And Our Lady in all her beauty, and you will be able to cling to them for all eternity, so be happy forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.